Selena McKenzie Lifestyle.
Now, nanny cams are personal surveillance cameras that are installed to record a nanny's activities on the job. But are they a good thing or are they a breach of privacy? To talk to us a little bit more about this emotive subject, please welcome us to the show, Florence Ann Romano. Thanks for joining us all the way from Chicago, Florence Ann.
Goodness, thank you for having me. I just feel just right at home with that beautiful accent of yours.
Oh, bless you. Now, your background, you worked for over 15 years as a nanny and have also written a book about it.
I did. 15 years a nanny was the time of my life, and that led me to write my book, Nanny and Me. It helps children understand what happens when their parents go to work and who stays home with them. It can be a little bit of a traumatic experience for children and parents, actually. Yeah. It's a big transition, and I wanted to speak directly to that, but from the child's perspective.
I'm sure the first time must be heart-wrenching for both parent and child.
You can't imagine leaving your most precious possessions with a complete stranger, even if it's someone you know. It's an extra neighbor, maybe it's even a relative. You still are leaving them in the care of someone who is not you, and you think you know the best for your child, right? That's totally normal for you to think that way.
Yeah.
And you probably are the right person who knows the right thing for your child. So how do you trust another person? That's really what it comes down to.
And you've always held a special place in your heart for children. You started looking after children at a very young age yourself.
I know, which should make people question, probably, being 11 years old, why I was looking after children then. But now when I was 11, I actually started as a mother's helper. And that really was just me going into these families and shadowing the moms and learning really what went into taking care of a family and being there to see their routine. And then after a couple of years of doing that, when it was actually appropriate and legal, I could take care of the children on my own.
Oh. And what about nanny cams then? Are you in favor of them?
I am in favor of them, and that makes me a little controversial, I guess. But, you know, here's the funny thing. When I was a nanny, nanny cams were not something that existed. The technology hadn't caught up quite yet with that. And if it was... you know, in existence then, it wasn't like it is now, very different from now. But when you think about it, a parent needs to have peace of mind, knowing that when they leave, everything's okay. And especially if their children are not old enough to communicate that something is wrong, that something is going on that is not appropriate, that is scary, that is, you know, whatever the case is, I think it's even more important to have a nanny cam. And here, beyond that, is do you have to tell the nanny that they're being taped? And no, I don't think they do have to know they're being taped. So there's a lot of controversy that surrounds whether or not nanny cams are a good idea. But really, the bottom line for me is you, the nanny, should have no problem with a nanny cam unless you have something to hide.
That's very true. And I was wondering actually about the laws here in Spain, but in America, you're saying you don't have to tell them that you're recording them.
You do not have to tell them, no. And, you know, that leads to a lot of different things that you can discover. Because even if you're not looking at just a nanny taking care of children, think of the different ways in life someone is taking care of someone you love. It could be a disabled child. It could be an elderly parent. There are a lot of different situations where someone is going to be alone with someone who is more helpless. And that's why nanny cams are such a big part of the world now.
I feel sure, I don't know the law here, and I certainly don't know it in the UK, but knowing what Britain is like, I feel sure that it would be deemed as a breach of privacy.
I actually lived in London for a bit of time in college. For 6 months, I got to live in Kensington, and I loved it there and loved the Brits. And, depending on the country, yes, everyone has a different opinion of what the privacy laws should be. But really, when it comes down to it, can you put a price on it? Can you put a price on the safety of your children?
There's also some people that would say they have to go to work, they have to get a nanny, so they don't want to miss a minute of their child's childhood. So to record it and then watch it back later could be another reason, I guess.
I love that perspective. That is definitely the glass half full perspective to see what's going on. But you know what? We live in a world today where we have iPhones, and I can, do you know how many times that parents are, you know, iChatting or doing whatever they are with their kids so they can see what's going on when they're at work. So we live in a great age of technology where you can feel that you're still connected and get pictures all the time and get to still see your kids. It just really comes down to the preference of the family and also what the nanny is willing to accept or not accept. And that's something you need to have a conversation about from the very beginning when interviewing this nanny. You should ask them how they feel about it. And if they are hesitant, if they're apprehensive about it, then that's probably not the nanny for you.
Yes, I see what you're saying. I think what I'd do is I'd say I'd got a nanny cam even if I hadn't, and then they'd just behave perfectly.
Do you know, I have given that advice to people before. I said, you know, you walk around on people's properties, they're like, oh, we have video surveillance here. I'm like, I don't think you do. I think that's just a sign. So it works the same, though.
That's an interesting point, actually, mentioning outside the house, because if you have a nanny cam, that only works when you're in the house. If the nanny takes the child out, then you can't necessarily record them then, can you?
Very good point. I'm sure technology is going to come up with something tomorrow to make sure that they can record their every move. You know, that's just the way it is. But, I mean, it comes down to trust. It really does. And gosh, it is hard to trust people sometimes when you really think about it. I mean, can you really ever trust a person 100% with your kids? And the answer is yes, you certainly can. And I've seen it more often than not that a family loves, loves, loves their nanny and they have this beautiful relationship for years. So I don't like to scare people and think that this is something that, you know, there's all this, you know, inappropriateness happening behind closed doors in these families. But, you know, if you want to err on the side of caution, then I understand why this might be a good decision for you.
Yes. Now, you were dubbed as the Windy City Nanny. Why was that?
I think when we were first talking about me being, you know, a nanny from Chicago, we talked a lot about Mary Poppins. And Mary Poppins, of course, is the most popular nanny. And I just adore that movie. And I kept picturing, you know, in the Windy City, though the Windy City does not mean the wind. Even though our weather can be a little frightening for people, it actually has to do with politics. But we thought it was a good visual to have maybe me flying into Chicago.
I can picture you now.
Right? With that umbrella, going crazy, trying to fly in, find a place to land.
And what are you doing now? Because you're not nannying now, are you?
No, I'm a retired nanny, just like Mary Poppins. I stayed until the wind changed. Every nanny stays for different reasons and leaves for different reasons. But now I have a video production company in Chicago, and we do video for businesses.
Ah, you don't do nanny cams, not those.
No nanny cams, no. But you know, maybe I should start thinking about branding a nanny cam. You're giving me some great ideas.
And if people are interested in this book, Nanny and Me, can people still buy that?
Absolutely, it is still available, and you can go to any of the major retailers where books are sold, or you can go right to my website, which is FlorenceAnnRomano.com.
Wonderful. Well, I really appreciate you joining us. I'm guessing it's early in Chicago, is it?
It's early, but this is the best way to start my day. So thank you for putting a smile on my face.
Oh, bless you. Thank you for joining us, Florence Anne Romano. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.